Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update and more or less an introduction to Nighthawk Gold, traded on the TSX under the symbol NHK and on the OTCQX under the symbol MIMZF. Shad and I are chatting with the president and CEO, Kevan Selehi. Now, Kevan, this is your first time on the show. You just joined the company at the very beginning of this year in January. Taking more or less kind of a new look and a new strategy at building out the company's flagship project here, this Indian Lake gold property in the Northwest Territories in Canada. A lot of people that have followed along with this story understand that this project or this property includes the Colimac gold project. That's one of the more advanced areas on the project. Company already has a resource of just over 3 million ounces. That's across all areas, but a lot of that is also in the indicated resource. Kevan, bring us up to speed on this Indian Lake gold property, your big picture for this project, please.
Sure. Well, thanks so much for having me and giving me the opportunity to provide an update to your listeners. So the company has been around for quite a few years. When I joined the company back in January of this year, and we hired our new vice president of exploration, Richard Roy, we had a lot of conversations about where we want to take the assets. If you look at our core asset right now, Colimac, it's got a global resource base of just over 3 million ounces. But a large part of that, about two-thirds of that, is a lower-grade underground component with an additional just under a million ounces of near 2 grams per ton open pit material. Given the work that's been done in the past with some of the targets that have been identified within a 15-25-kilometer radius of Colimac, we saw a lot of opportunity to expand on the near-surface, higher-grade open-pit material with really shallow and inexpensive drilling. So that's kind of that's been a major shift in strategy, if you will, for Nighthawk as of January 1 of this year. We have proposed a 200,000-meter drill program between 2021 and 2022, and most of that, if not all of that, is going to be focusing on near-surface, looking for higher grade, anywhere from 2 to 3 grams per ton open pitable material across all the targets that we've identified. So some of these targets are the Kim and Cass property that we did an option on earlier this year. There's Fishhook, there's Lowry Lake, there's JPK, Andy Lake, Albatross. These are some of the targets that, you know, we proposed at the start of the year with respect to our phase one of 2021 drill program. And currently we're about, I'd say, anywhere from 65 to 70% complete through our phase one of 2021 program, which consists of about 45,000 meters of drilling.
So, Kevan, it kind of sounds like in the past, you know, a lot of work was done, 185,000 meters were drilled, but you're at a point where it's go big or go home. You've got this 200,000-meter drill program over the next 2 years. You're about halfway into the, you know, the phase one program of 2021, and your goal, you'd mentioned to us off mic that you really want to focus on shallow and open pitable resources and look at the property from a bigger vision than what people looked at in the past, because all of the drilling was consolidated more around the Colimac property. But some of those regional targets you're looking at, could you walk us through that plan of how it may feed into more of a hub and spoke model for the company, or that's the way you envision it?
Sure. That's a great point. I think our new vision and strategy for the next 2 years is really a function of the size of the property. You know, the Indian Lake Gold Camp is just under 1,000 square kilometers of highly prospective ground with all these targets that, you know, that have been identified over the past decade or so. So there's an abundance of really near surface, higher grade, different styles of mineralization targets that we can select and choose from. You know, if you look at our current global resource base, we're sitting at about just over 3 million ounces. And as I mentioned before, just under a million ounces of that is near surface open pit resources at Colimac. So Colimac is still going to be a large part of what we do going forward. It's considered, if you will, the epicenter of the work that we're going to be doing over the next 2 years. But within a 15-20-kilometer radius of that property, there's all these other targets. Like we talked about Kim Cass, which is a property that we did an option on earlier this year. That sits about 15 kilometers southwest of Colimac. It has a historical non-compliant resource of 250,000 ounces at about 2.66 grams per ton. So we are doing all the work that we can, should be, that needs to be done to bring that resource into compliance, and should be a part of our mineral resource estimate by the end of the year. Just to highlight something about that property, most of those resources are down to a depth of about 100 to 120 meters. So not only do we see a lot of opportunity to expand on some of that existing non-compliant mineralization along strike, but we think there's a lot of opportunity to actually expand on that mineralization at depth as well. So that's one target that we've been drilling aggressively in the first phase of our 2021 exploration programs. We talked about JPK. That's it, about, I'd say, 10 kilometers north of the Colomac property.
Great prospecting results from there. You know, samples of 12 gram per ton gold have been collected from that area. It's close enough to, again, Colomac, which is the core asset. So that's something that, we're excited about, and we want to follow up on some of the work that's been done.
So then, Kevin, lots of work going on here, right? 200,000 meters planned over the next 2 years, 75,000 meters this year. And you mentioned that you're looking more closer to surface for mineralization to grow these resources. What's the time frame going to look like here with this drilling underway, results trickling out, and then also the updated resource, as you said, kind of by year end? Can you take us through the timing of all this for investors?
Sure. Great question. Again, we are about 30 to 33,000 meters into our phase one exploration program. But so far, year to date, we've only announced results for 4,000 meters of drilling. So there's going to be a lot of news release that's going to be coming out in very short order. We had just closed on a financing, and because of that, we couldn't really publish any material. So as soon as that's completed and closed off, we can start announcing some results. So there will be lots of news flow with respect to some of the assays that we get from all the drilling that we've done in phase one. And that will continue throughout the rest of the year. As you said, 75,000 meters of drilling for the next few months, it's going to generate a lot of core and a lot of assays, which, we're looking forward to updating market on. One thing we've decided is from now on, starting back in January of this year, on an annual basis, we're going to publish a new updated mineral resource estimate. So I'd say by the middle of Q1 of next year, all the work that we've done in 2021 will be summarized into a new mineral resource estimate. So that's something else that we will do as well. And then on the back of the 2-year 200,000 meter drill program, one of the key milestones that we set out for ourselves, again, given the fact that the company has been around for quite some time and the Indian Lake Gold Camp has been around for quite a few years, we think it's time for the company to take this to the next stage. And I think the next natural step for our company is doing a preliminary economic assessment. But we want that to come on the back of having expanded our near-surface open pit resources. So one of the things that we're targeting is anywhere from 2.5 to 3 million ounces of, 2 to 3 gram per ton material, which would be the main basis of a PEA in the next, 18 to 24 months.
Okay, Kevin, just a quick point then regarding cash in the bank. The company did just raise just over 23 million, about 23.5 million. What's that going to bring into, or where does the company stand in terms of cash in the bank to move this drill program forward?
Right. So in addition to the funds that we had on hand and this latest round of financing, we're now sitting at about $33 million of cash on hand, which is more than enough to see us through the 2021 plans and also get us in a position to start our 2022 drill campaign. So we're good in terms of capital for the next 12 months or so. Most of the capital is going to go towards a lot of targets that we've talked about today in terms of what we want to drill on.
Well, hey, Kevin, could you walk us through who some of the key anchor shareholders and stakeholders are, as well as management's position in the company? And I should disclose that I'm also a shareholder in Nighthawk Gold.
Sure. I'll start with management and insiders. Management insiders hold about 5% of the company. Our largest shareholder is Northfield Capital. They're just at about 20%, close to 20% of the stock. And then we also have two strategic partners in Kinross and Osisko Development, who are both at about 10% to 9% respectively.
Okay, Ben, we're going to wrap it up here. There's clearly a lot of news coming out from the company in terms of drilling. We'll follow up as some drill results get released. If anybody has any questions or wants some more information on any of these individual targets, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will be bringing KVAN back on the show to address those questions and also follow up on the drill results. Really just wanted to get this company in front of everybody because of the big drill program that is ongoing right now and the recent financing, the cash the company up to move through the program for this year. Again, email us with any questions and we'll follow up as more news hits the market. Okay, Ben, thank you for your time. Appreciate the update.
Thanks for having me, guys.